Oh, good morning. How are you?
I am well indeed. Now, while you were busy getting famous, was music always a part of the overall equation or the mix?
Not at all. It was just something that I enjoyed, like most other people, but just as a fan or as a listener, or consumer, or whatever. So it was never anything like that. But I found myself with a lot of time, as actors do. Downtime in trailer, downtime when you're not working. We're lucky to have those kinds of lives where we have a lot of time off, and I just thought, I'd like to start playing guitar, and that's just how it all started.
So there's one thing by starting to play the guitar, but at what happened or at what point did you go, actually, I'm quite good, and I'll do some writing, and I know, then I'll do an album, and why won't I go out and perform in something? how'd that work?
I never had that thought. Actually, I'm quite good. I'm not a good guitar player, and I don't think I ever will be. But I'm serviceable enough to know chords and to be able to put chords together. In the beginning, I just started teaching myself songs that I liked in order to learn chords. That was kind of my ass backwards way of going about it. And then I just started putting chords together on my own, I found that I heard melodies introducing themselves over those chords, and then writing lyrics would come probably the easiest part for me of the whole thing.
And did you have a confidence in you from your previous success or the success you were enjoying to think, actually, why can't I do this? Because presumably if you're good at one thing, there's no reason why you can't be good at something else.
Well, if you're good at one thing, there's no reason why you can be good at something else either. I mean, the both those things are true. I knew that I could probably get people interested in what I was doing more easily than if I hadn't had any notoriety in another field. But I didn't really. I mean, the only confidence I had was that to start to work on the songs and to listen to them and to think, oh well, these are decent songs. It was really just my own estimation of what the music was, and not really. I mean, my sense of my own taste in music is pretty. I don't want to say it's solid, but it's instinctual. And I think if I was making really shitty music, I would know that. at least shitty for me. You know what I mean? In my taste. So I'm not making. I'm not making shitty music to my ears. They may be shit. It might be shit to somebody else's ears, but I have the confidence of my own taste, I guess.
Presumably, somebody else came along at some point and said, "Actually, David, this is pretty good. We can put this on a record, and we'll get you around the country, and we'll do some touring."
Well, I needed a lot of help to record because, as I said, I'm not that kind of musician, and I also needed collaborators to kind of smooth out my own songwriting process, because I didn't know what I'm doing. I know a little more what I'm doing now, but I knew nothing, and would make so-called songwriting mistakes that might sound good, actually. Sometimes it's good to know nothing and just to come at things with your gut, and sometimes it's not. But the performing live has been the most unlikely thing of all, because I'm not a natural singer, and I've had to work hard to even have a voice that can record decently. You know, I can hear melodies a lot better than I can actually execute them. So that's been the hardest, like, nuts and bolts type work, like time that I could have used becoming a better guitar player in the last 3 or 4 years has been used to try to become a better singer.
Are you still getting better?
Yeah. Well, I started at zero, so there was nowhere to go but up, really. So I feel pretty good about it.
What are the is it the performance? Because acting's interesting. So you're on a set. There's really no one there. I mean, there are people there, obviously, but it's not like a crowd. Was being in front of a crowd with that immediate reaction, was that freaky or super different?
Well, I guess acting, you're kind of acting for a small crowd, but usually they're eating. So it was strange for me to act in front of to perform in front of a crowd that wasn't actually eating. But it's thrilling, absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't even make a joke about it. It not only is it thrilling, but it's very communal. It's not like a big ego thing for me. Yeah. It's not like, oh, here I am, let's do my songs and all that shit. It's more like, we're going to have experience tonight, and we're going to listen to some songs, and I happen to be the one singing them, but we're all here tonight, and it's kind of a wonderful, primitive, communal thing.
So where do you go with this now? I mean, as far as things go, you know, acting, directing, all the stuff you do, where do you want to take the music, ideally?
I've never had any expectation for it. Every step of the way has been a surprise. So I'm not going to start to put any pressure on it. I'm fine just to be in a place in my life where I enjoy writing songs. I enjoy collaborating on music. I enjoy recording. I don't really need to take it anywhere. It's gone way further than I ever expected it to go. So it's kind of like, yeah, I mean, just that I'm in a position to continue to write and record songs is amazing to me, and I'm fine with that.
And are you, do you think much about it? Why they're there as the audience? Are they there to see Duchovny the actor, or Duchovny the musician, or a bit of both, or it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter. I mean, you know, in a perfect world, you'd love everybody in there to love your music and love your songs. But I'm not a fool. I know that people know of me in a different way, and they're coming. I mean, at this point, because I have an album out, I'll have had the second one comes out tomorrow. So when I'm in Australia, when I'm in New Zealand, you know, people have two albums that they could possibly have been exposed to and listened to, and that's a fair amount of work. Mm. And maybe they know the music a little better, but I don't really care, because I feel like, you know, even if you came to heckle me or whatever, if you came to, like, watch this guy who thinks he can do this fall on his ass, again, I think when you get in there, you're going to go, oh, that's real music. That's a real song. Those are real lyrics. Wow.
Is there a creative liberation in music that you don't get in acting? In other words, are the expressions of them completely different?
Well, the demands and the structure is so very different, and the way you communicate is so different. I mean, as an actor, you're speaking somebody else's words, so there's a huge difference right there. But the kind of conceits of songwriting and the way that we express ourselves in popular music, you know, through these lyrics, there's a certain way of going about doing it that's both vague and specific at the same time, which I find very interesting and liberating. It's very personal, and yet it's not personal at all. I mean, you won't find any, like, details of my personal life in my songs, but yet they should feel personal, because they are.
Yeah. You caught the acting bug, is what I read. You were at Yale. Are those universities all they're cracked up to be, by the way? Is an Ivy League university all it's cracked up to be?
Well, I think they've been able to eradicate that particular virus in the Ivy League. So nobody else has caught the acting bug since I have. It was quite bad in the late 80s.
Well, how did it manifest itself? You were doing your English, and then what did you do? I'll give acting a go.
All of a sudden, I couldn't read. I wanted to go out at night rather than do my homework.
So it just you just
I remember it well.
There it is. But it's all worked out fabulously well for you.
Well, you know, it's a life, and it went this way, and I'm not going to complain. I've had great success. So, but you know, there are many different lives that are possible, and I don't have access to those other ones, so I can't tell you what they would have been like. But I'm happy with this one.
Fair enough, too. Has X-Files changed your life, presumably?
Sure. It gave me a career, gave me a profile. You know, everybody who becomes a star or famous has a way that they get there. They have a movie or a show usually a movie or show if they're an actor. And that was mine. And therefore, you know, without that, it's an alternative career.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that I wouldn't have a career, but it wouldn't look like the one I have now. It would be different.
That is, and you had the Californication thing. You had the double bite of the cherry. Do you remain grateful for all of that? Because, I mean, you know, it's the old acting thing, isn't it? So many actors are out of work and never really get work. And if they get a work, they never get a break and they never become famous. I mean, you've done it so well and you've had a couple of really good bites at that. Do you remain grateful for all of that?
Sure. You know, I remain grateful. I also remain hungry in a way. I mean, not necessarily for the fame, but for the work and for the challenge and the creativity. So that's that remains. I you know, and I think playing music is part and parcel of the same kind of desire.